Welcome to the teaching ministry of the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We know you'll be blessed as Pastor Jim Cobray ministers the Word of God.
Well, go ahead and take your seats. We're going to be talking about a wonderful subject that Debbie and I have lived by all of our life. It's called Resurrection's Guarantees. There are some guarantees in life. Have you ever noticed they're falling less and less all the time? One of the guarantees in life we used to say is a bank. We used to make a statement like you can go to the bank on that. How many of you realize banks have failed everywhere and there's massive amounts of banks getting ready to fail and you can't go to the bank on things any longer? The only real guarantees you have is what God says, and there are resurrection guarantees. Did you know that most people that look at the resurrection see that Jesus is raised from the dead, makes them excited, it makes them happy, but they don't understand what it means to them. I need to know what that resurrection, not only for Jesus, but what it means to me every day. Every day I live in a world. Every day I see things going on about me. Every day there's things I cannot understand. Every day I've got to raise my kids as well as my grandchildren. I've got to love my wife. I want my wife to love me. I want to have a solid, healthy marriage. Every day I live in this world where the economy looks like it's getting worse instead of better. The stimulus packages don't stimulate anybody, who knows who, but it isn't us. And guess what? It's an amazing thing that we're confronted with every single day. Every day I got to get my mind off the stuff of this world, of the ways of man, and get my mind fixed on the things of God. Why? So that I can be victorious. Why? So that I could do what God would have me to do. And understanding the principle of resurrection guarantees every day of your life will change the way, listen to me now, change the way you approach life. There are some guarantees. I love I said the last verse, last time we were together, in the last service. I love this. Just popped out of my heart on Friday night. The Jews crucified Jesus because he claimed to be the Son of God. But the Father raised him because he was the Son of God. And what a difference when you find out that he really is who he says he is and what it means to you and what it means to me. So some resurrection guarantees, let's talk about them. Here we'll talk about guarantees from the resurrection. Here is, if you will, number one, that there is great grace. I need to have not just a little bit of grace, I need great grace. And raising a family nowadays in this crazy world, trying to get your finances together in this crazy world, trying to make some sense out of stuff that doesn't make sense, you're going to have great grace. When I talk about grace, and for years I've taught it this way, it's God's sovereign divine ability to get the job done on my behalf when I can't do it. Let me repeat it again. Maybe if you know it, you could rejoin me right in there, understanding it. It's God's sovereign divine ability to get the job done on my behalf when I can't do it. It's God's ability. It's God's power that comes in and does what I need to get done. I can only do so much. I can only be so much. I can strive to be the very best I can possibly be, but it'll always fall short until I get a hold of that great grace. God's ability to take me beyond my own ability to fulfill the needs that I have in my life. It's called great grace. And did you know that great grace comes to you when you acknowledge and understand the depth of the resurrection? In fact, take a look with me, if you will, in Acts, the 4th chapter, in verse number 33. Get your Bible. Let's go to Acts, the 4th chapter, and let's take a look at verse number 33. In verse number 33, it says, "And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection." Everybody say resurrection. Come on, play with me now. Everybody say resurrection. So they gave with great power. They were witnesses of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Every day of my life, I have to trust in the grace of God. Every day, I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know how I'm going to get through. I don't know how I'm going to build or how I'm going to accomplish or how I'm going to fulfill. But every day I have what? Great grace. And I want you to know, and when you acknowledge the resurrection, because the tomb is empty, there is great grace on us. And that's a benefit of that empty tomb. Somebody ought to give me a great big amen. We're talking about guarantees from the resurrection. Here's number two, justice. I love this because I live in a world that's unjust. You will find societies and social systems all over this planet right now today that treat people in such an unjust manner, and they seem to prosper. And you wonder yourself, how in the world could that work? How could somebody come along and treat people like that? How could somebody ever do that? Here we live in a world that, if you will, that right is wrong and wrong is right. We live in a world that good is bad and bad is good, and you know it. And you wonder oftentimes, and you've said to yourself, it's just not fair. Well, I want you to know something. This world system will never be fair. Are you following me? The only justice there is in what God says. He is the just one. He is the judge. He is the one that makes it all right. He knows what to do, what to say. And can I say this to you? I don't care if what he says is contrary to how I feel. I don't care if what he says is contrary to what I think. I don't care that what he says is contrary to what I know. I want you to know if God says it, that's right, and he is a just God. And I want you to know that in this world where everything is falling and failing and there's just all kinds of frustrations, you can count on assuredly there's a day coming when Jesus is going to break through the eastern sky and is going to put it all back in order because he is a just God. And at that day, every knee will bow. Come on, somebody. You ought to say amen to that. You know what? You're already in Acts. Check it out with me. In Acts, let's take a look at the 17th chapter of Acts. Just flip a few pages in Acts, the 17th chapter. And let's look at verse number 31 of Acts, the 17th chapter. Listen to what it says. Because he, speaking of God, has appointed a day on which he will judge the world. How? In righteousness. Righteousness is what God says. It's God's way and God's will. That's what righteousness is. It is God's plan and God's word. That's what righteousness is. And he'll judge the world in righteousness by the man. Notice the capital word on the letter on the word man. Speaking of Jesus, of whom he had ordained, he has given assurance. You see the word assurance up there? What a brilliant word. It means guarantees of this to all by raising him from the dead. Because the tomb is empty, and he is raised from the dead, seated at the right hand of the Father. I'm here to tell you, there will be justice. And you can count on it. Thank God, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I don't have to do it. God will take care of those people. God will take care of the wrong in his timing, not in my timing. Somebody ought to say amen. I'm responsible to forgive and forget. I'm responsible to walk in love because God's got it all under control. Why? He is a just God. Hey, guys, we're talking about guarantees from the resurrection. Here's number three, rewards. Rewards. God wants to reward those. Just like a human parent wants to take care of their children. And when they do good, you just kind of want to hug them and love them. I'm telling you, grandma has gone out and bought all kinds of candy. Grandpa has eaten half of it when her back was turned. And I love those chocolate bunnies. There might be a bunny or two less. But I want you to know that we want to reward our children and our kids because we love them. God's not any different. He wants to reward you. The Bible says in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verse number 6, that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And I want to be somebody who's going to diligently seek him. You know why he's worthy of seeking? Because the cross is empty. And listen to this, the tomb is also empty. Man, that is good news. Now in Luke, the 14th chapter, you just want to pop over there with me and let's just take a look at it. Might as well just put it up on the overhead. Let's take a look at it. And you will be blessed. Why? Because they cannot repay you. I understand that. For you shall be repaid at the resurrection of the just. Somebody says, man, there's a payday coming for me. In other words, the tomb is empty and there's a payday coming for you. Somebody say amen. Let's take a look at Romans, the 8th chapter. Starting in verse number, I like this. Let's just pop it up on the overhead. The verse number 31 says this. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Verse 32, pop it up. And it says that he who did not spare his own son on that cross at Calvary, but delivered him up. Oh, thank God he went to that cross for all of us. So let's watch this. He said, how shall he not with him, notice the capital H and the word him, speaking of Jesus, also freely give us all things. I'm here to tell you something. Listen to me now. Listen to me now. God wants to bless your life. The tomb is empty and rewards are on their way. Somebody give me a great big amen. Which brings me to another one that's so great, a guarantee from the resurrection. Here it is, number 4, life. I have to know that I'm alive. I have to know that I'm not here just dead meat. I have to know that I have, you know, I'm not just occupying time and space, but I'm alive. And that resurrection tells me that if Jesus is alive, hear me now, listen to what I'm saying. Help me now, this is true. If Jesus is alive, so are you, and so am I. I want you to know Jesus is the Lord and Savior of life. He's the one that snatched death from the hell and from sin and death and took the keys back and gave you and I a reason for being on this planet alive forevermore. We have life. You might say, my life stinks. Well, if it stinks, get into Jesus. Recognize the cross is where it's at. The tomb is empty and the promises of God are yours. And most people that are call themselves Christians just keep going along in life. They don't have any life at all. They have an existence. And God has given you life to live. And you can live it in Christ Jesus. Come on now. Watch these words. I love these words. Let's go to Romans in the 6th chapter, verse number 5. Just pop it up on the overhead for us. For if we have been united together in likeness of his death. Wait a minute. Listen to what it says. For if, I love the word if, we have been united together. Together with who? Jesus. In the likeness of his death. Then he says, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. You and I were dead in our sins and our trespasses. We were carrying our own personal trash bags. And all of a sudden, man, there's the cross. We threw him at the cross. And we now have life. What we were dead in before, we're now alive to God in Christ Jesus. The verse goes on. Verse number 6 says this, knowing. When I see that word knowing in the Bible, that means I ought to know something. You ought to know something. Knowing this, that the old man was crucified with him, the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. And then verse number 7 comes along and says, for he who has died has been freed from sin. And verse number 8 comes along and makes this statement. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also what? We shall also what? We believe that we should also what? Live with him. Verse number 9 comes along and says, knowing, there's that word knowing again, that Christ has been raised from the dead, dies no more, death no longer has dominion over him. Verse number 10, watch this words. For the death that he died to sin once and for all, but the life that he lives to God. That's the way you and I now can live. We can live to God. Why? Watch what it says, verse number 11. Likewise. The word likewise means we're just like Jesus living for God. Where he was dead, we were dead. Where he's alive, we're alive. Where he's resurrected, we'll be resurrected. And he comes along, likewise, you ought to reckon. See the word reckon? I should have highlighted the word reckon up there. The word reckon means put it in your mind, put it in your thinking daily. He says, yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. My goodness sakes, dead to sin. Sin no longer has dominion, but we're alive to God every day. Guys, listen to what I'm saying. There is a guarantee of great grace, a guarantee that God is just, a guarantee that there is reward, and guarantee that there is life. And the last one today, guarantees, if you will, from the resurrection, is the word hope. Thank God we have a hope. Someone told me one time I came to church on Easter Sunday. I'll never forget the words. I was going home and I was going to kill myself afterwards. Why would you kill something that has life and has hope? And as soon as they heard that they have a tomorrow, they no longer wanted to go into suicide. They wanted to go into life that God had given them. Here's what hope means. Hope means today may be a lousy day, but tomorrow is going to be a better day. Hope may mean that today is okay, but tomorrow will be better. I have hope that it's going to be better tomorrow, next month, next year than it is this year. There's a plan. There's a purpose. There's a destiny. There is a reason you are on this planet. The Bible says that God saw you before the foundation of the world ever came to pass. That means before Adam and Eve ever fell, God saw you. And there is hope for tomorrow. Thank God I don't have to sit and look at tomorrow through the eyes of today. I look at tomorrow through the tomb being empty. Because the resurrection tells me that I have a hope in Christ Jesus. 1 Peter, 1st chapter, verse number 3. Pop it up on the overhead. Look at what it says. Blessed be God the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a lively hope, living hope, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. I've got hope for tomorrow. So when the devil tells you you're a loser and the world tells you you're a failure and you can never make anything out of yourself, you're just a bum, an uneducated idiot. You used to stuff everything up your nose and put everything in your arms. You're a loser. The people you put your trust in has given up on you. But I want you to know there's one in heaven and he hasn't given up his trust in you. He knows that you are his child and he knows that there is a hope ahead of you. You and I have got to believe that tomorrow is going to be better than today. Give the Lord a great big praise. And the reason for it is the tomb is empty. Thank God, thank God. So today, guarantees from the resurrection, great grace, justice, reward, life, and hope. And that's good news. If God spoke to you today, come on, carry it with you. Give him a great big praise. We do that.
We want to thank you for listening to Pastor Jim Cobray. If you've enjoyed this message and would like to know more about The Rock Church and other resources, please log on to www.rockchurch.com.